This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show continues here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Alonzo, and you be a part of the radio broadcast with the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE is the number to text the program. It is also the number to call the radio program. 844-326-3663. If you'd like to jump on the air, if you have a hot take or a not so hot take, you are welcome to join the show. Speaking of hot takes, Kevin Durant. We have given Kevin Durant plenty of grief over the years because Kevin Durant has always been good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Kevin Durant has been a source of hilarity pretty much since he entered the league. Kevin Durant, of course, we all have the burner account jokes about Kevin Durant as it came out that allegedly Kevin Durant was responding to Kevin Durant on Twitter as another dude to sometimes praise and sometimes flame himself because reasons, I guess. I still don't understand it. But Kevin Durant has always been a relatively outspoken dude, and Kevin Durant has provided us, members of hashtag team content, with plenty of fun and shenanigans over the years. Well, Kevin Durant had himself another take yesterday. Emmanuel Acho is a talking head. That's about the most credit I'm going to give him credit for. And for the record,
he's in the news lately for something else.
Sure. Emmanuel Acho is a talking head on FS1. And Emmanuel Acho, as a number, not all, but a number of talking heads on FS1 have been accused of being, does have the tendency to, he's put out some stuff I've really liked. And he's also very clearly put out what I consider to be engagement farming material. Takes that are designed solely and exclusively to get you to yell about how much of an idiot he is on the internet. Because that's how you get paid in 2025. I have been told, literally, I have been told by higher ups, you know, you would probably be able to move up in the industry if you would generate more clicks. And straight up been told to, well, not to my face, over the phone at one point, that I needed to have more hot takes. And just so you all know, I refused to do it. Okay? I do not want to be a hot take artist. I don't care if it gets you moved up to big cities. It's not my style. I can't do it. Well, Manu Lacho has done it. And again, now, he is, in respect, he's a former player. He was a name there for a while. Dude's super jacked and stretches out the biceps of every suit he ever wears on TV. Don't get me wrong. Good for you. You look great on TV, Emmanuel. Well, Kevin Durant apparently, and I don't know what it was that Acho said that set KD off, but KD said, and I quote, "Hot take artist have ruined the sport. Football guys, no disrespect, but y'all boys need to stay in your lanes. You don't know what it's like between these lines. Man, give it a break. Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talk and mental toughness, cut it out." End quote. So, I have two almost differing responses to Kevin Durant. I am going to start with the whole, you didn't play the game, therefore you can't talk about the game. I hate that take. I hate the take of, you've never been between the lines, so shut your mouth. I hate that take because I've been watching football since I was literally a child. However, the point I think Kevin Durant is driving at is a fair one. And that is to say, I've never played the game as an NBA player, and therefore, talking about the mental toughness, talking about the mental fortitude, talking about how a situation playing out in a locker room or between a player and a coach or on the court, I do think there is some level of fairness to that. There are some exceptions to that rule. Like, for instance, I think it is very fair, and I don't like to do it now because he's obviously on the shelf for the season, but I think it is fair to have a critique of the fact that Jason Tatum blew not one but two games by having absolute brain farts with the basketball inside of the final few seconds of the fourth quarter. I can't have you twice dribbling into a two-man trap in the short corner and just giving the ball to Mikal Bridges and then doing it again the very next game. Wow. I think it's fair. Wow.
That man just had surgery. That was a heartless hot take by you. I'm appalled.
I don't think, okay, scratch that. I see what you're doing and I appreciate it. That's not a hot take. That's just a reality. If you make a dumb mistake in game one, forgivable, understandable, it happens to the best of us. If you make the exact same dumb mistake in game two, now it's a problem. Now you've cost us twice. Now it's a problem. So, there's...
I like the last line.
Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talk and mental toughness, cut it out. That is the line I'm talking about.
I think that's probably the best dig he's ever gotten in.
I think it is fair to say in some situations it is unfair to think that you can put yourselves into the head of a professional player doing something at the highest level on planet Earth that you've never done before. I think it's fair.
What he's saying is he Acho wasn't tough enough to stick it out in the NFL, so he left early and went to the media. That's what he's saying.
I mean, that's fair, but by definition, because the line before that he said, where he said, "Football guys, no disrespect, but y'all boys need to stay in your lanes. You don't know what it's like between these lines, man. Give it a break." That is coming after everybody who didn't play in the NBA. And that includes, and once again, Rob Brown making it all about him. That includes me, right? That includes me.
No, I get it, but I think that was directed specifically at Acho. I mean, it's Durant, so he may be thinking about that about everybody, and we've heard that line a bunch of times, but this is him directly going at a member of the media.
I don't disagree, but what he said was,
By the way, you don't know what it's like between these lines. Acho wiped the floor with Kevin Durant. I know Durant has reach, but if this were to come to fisticuffs, Acho's a big boy.
Well, again, we should be at a spot in our American society where grown men can have a debate that it doesn't come to dudes punching each other in the chiclets. But aside, This is a take from Kevin Durant.
You've been in bars at like 2 a.m., and that's not how that works, I guess.
Yeah, it is. There's a reason I've never been punched in the face.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
Well, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm dumb.
You are a peacemaker.
Yes, I am. The take from KD here is, if you ain't done it, you can't talk about it. And I disagree with that take entirely. I've watched enough basketball. I think that, pat myself on the back, I think that I can go on a talking basketball scale. I feel like I can go toe-to-toe with most. Hell, I'll tell you right now, I think I could go toe-to-toe talking basketball with Kendrick Perkins. Right? Y'all heard the takes K-Perk has? K-Perk he's like a fortune teller, but in reverse. Anything K-Perk prognosticates on the television, the opposite's coming true immediately. Just immediately. K-Perk 2 days ago was like, there's no way the Oklahoma City Thunder are dropping another game to the Nuggets. No way. The Nuggets ain't got nobody on the bench. The very next game, the Nuggets win, and a guy off the bench wins it for them. Like, the next game. I go toe-to-toe with K-Perk today. That's not to say I could go toe-to-toe with anybody, but, like, the average Joe on the street, I feel like I could talk basketball with anybody and feel pretty good about the takes, right? This whole, if you ain't done it, you can't talk about it thing is a joke. It just is. However, KD started with hot take artists have ruined the sport, and I absolutely agree with that. I was watching yesterday some clips from, because it is one of the funniest podcasts in America, Gilbert Arenas podcast. He has old hat NBA players, new NBA players on. He's got young guys, old guys on. And they talk hoops, but in a very the boys in the garage kind of way. Like a barbershop conversation. But it's wildly entertaining. And he had on, and I wish I could remember who it was, but he had on a point guard from back in like the 80s, like an old hat basketball point guard. And, you know, anytime you have the old hat guys on, there's two conversations that you have to have. Number one is, what do you love about the league today? And number two is, what do you hate about the league today? And the take was, the problem I have right now with the league today is that there are no more point guards. There are now shooting guards who run the point. Every point guard thinks they're a scorer now. There are no more pure point guards. There are no more guys who take pride in having 20 assists. There are now guys who want to go get 23 points and 10 assists running the point. If NBA teams would go back to having a point guard, they would find out it makes it easier for stars to be stars. Then it makes it more difficult. A lot of people think if my point guard can go get me 23 a game, it's going to be easier on the outside. It's not. Having a Steve Nash makes it easier to have a Karl Malone, was the take. And I actually totally agree. And to some degree, I do kind of blame those who have control over the narrative of basketball, many of which are in the media. People who, Jamal Murray can go out there and have 20 assists, and the conversation the next day would be, he didn't have enough points. He didn't shoot enough field goals. He didn't have enough buckets, right? And that kind of drives me nuts a little bit. KD's not entirely wrong here. Again, I think he drifted off a little bit at the end with, if you didn't play it, you can't talk about it. I think that's garbage. But I totally agree with the hot take artist thing. And I, as somebody who has for years been outspoken about hot take artist, even when I have been working with hot take artists, and it has caused me to butt heads with colleagues.
Oh, that's never happened around here.
Not around here.
No.
Not around here.
No one around here has ever been a hot take artist.
But even when I have worked side by side, and I understand. Let me be real clear, just in case the bosses are listening. I understand that our job is conflict to generate content, which creates conversation, right? Like, that's the job. To me,
sounds like you were reading something in your head.
No, I was making it up as I went. Okay, I got to the third one and I'm like, oh, I need another con word here. And I got to find one. Stumbled into conversation. Got to say, kind of feel like I pulled that one off, to be honest with you. Now, conflict to drive conversation is the job. And I understand that. But I also think that there is enough interesting going on in sports, just at its surface level. I think there's enough interesting thing in sports, enough dramatic things in sports. The Bill Belichick conversation. That is honestly a conversation where Lonzo and I have just landed in two different camps. Bryce Young is a spot that I don't need to come up with a hot take. I honestly believe over here that BY is good. Lonzo honestly believes over here that it hasn't translated to wins and therefore it's not. There's enough interest in sports that I don't feel like I need to come up with garbage takes generated and created just to get you guys ticked off to call the show. I feel like there's enough going on in the world of sports that is interesting enough that I don't have to do that. And I have worked with hosts before who have fully disagreed with that. And I have gotten into fights, not fist fights, because again, never been punched in the face. Record I'm very proud of. But
just want to point out, it hurts.
So I've been told.
Yeah,
I've never had anybody say, I took a fist to the chin and I loved it. Like, I've never heard that.
Especially if you have braces and everything underneath just shreds. It's not a good feeling.
Like, even MMA guys will tell you, it sucks, right? So I've talked my way out of it. Never a fist fight. But I've gotten into headbutting matches with people I have quite literally shared a station with. Because they know that I've never even said their name. I just said, hot take artists are garbage. Not them as people, but like the format. It's not my style. And had a former host, again, nowhere in particular, who was like, can't believe you said that about me. And I'm like, yo, bro, never said your name or anybody else's. Never said who I was talking about. The fact that you called me over a tweet that did not be that was not attached to you kind of tells me all I need to know, right? But not my style.
Memories.
So, with that being said, I think that KD is onto something here, because I do think that hot take artist to some degree ruins sports, to be honest. Because it just boils down to take one of two sides and then let the other side, and usually take the more unpopular side, and let the other side just get mad and rage bait them. And it's not my style. Katie's got a point. I disagree entirely with the concept of, if you didn't play the game, you can't talk about the game. I disagree entirely. But I do think that Katie has a point with the rest of it. All right, what are your thoughts? Where do you land on that? Do you prefer hot take artists? Do you prefer conflict and controversy? Or are you good just talking about sports? Is Katie right, or did he flame the wrong guy? Let's take a break. We'll come back after this. We got plenty more to get to. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. We will ask him his thoughts. Can Carolina get to 7 wins with the schedule that came out earlier this week? We'll ask Rashad Beard in about 20 minutes here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Despite my projection and prognostication that the South Carolina Gamecock baseball team was going to get demolished by LSU, they come out and they win game one, 6-5, a walk-off, a wild pitch allows a Gamecock runner to score from third in the bottom of the ninth. They walk off the number one team in America, the LSU Fighting Tigers, last night at the crib. I want to say that even if, or even with that result, nothing changes in my opinion. Because here's the reality. The absolute best that you can finish is two games over 500. That's the best you can finish, is two games over. You are guaranteed nothing more right now than to finish at the worst exactly 500. Now, as I've said a number of times, the Southeastern Conference is the best conference in baseball. There are some very good conferences. I think the ACC is very good. I think the Big Ten is going to be pretty good with the addition of the Pac-12 teams that have always been baseball heavy. This is a very good baseball conference. I am going to say that even being a very good baseball conference, finishing at the best in conference, the best 8-22 is inexcusable. It, with the talent on this roster, and I know you lost some talent, including a couple of guys that are playing in conference, including Broswell, who's playing for LSU. Finishing at the best 8-22, realistically 6-24. Because I don't know that you will take, again, I didn't think you were going to take one from LSU, but hell, even the Rockies beat the Braves 1 out of 3. Like, bad teams beating a good team 1 out of 3 is not out of this realm when it comes to baseball, college or pro. I still think LSU is likely going to take both tonight's and Saturday night's games. And if that is what happens, you are finishing the regular season with a conference record of 6-24. You will finish with a regular season record of 28-28. And that does include, as we read off the other day, your regular early season slate, which includes a bunch of games, one-off games, that should be wins. Right? Like, it would be inexcusable for them to not be wins. Even with those included in the tally, you're finishing likely at 500. Maybe one game over, at absolute best, two games over 500. It's just not good enough. Yesterday, we had Lulu Kessin on the show. And I asked Lulu Kessin, is there a possibility that this locker room decides to gel and go win one for the Gipper? Because, of course, Pulmonary was the longtime coach of the LSU Fighting Tigers before he took a couple of seasons off out of the game and found his way to Columbia, South Carolina. And Lulu Kessin said, what I thought she was going to say, which is, whether it's true or not, we'll find out. But usually, and in my opinion, and Lulu agreed, when a team is objectively getting worse, not better, and I feel like it was fair to say that this Gamecock baseball team, as the season progressed, got worse, not better. If a team is getting worse, not better. If a team is falling apart, not coming together. And I'm not saying it needed to even, because to the chagrin of some people, to me, when you are a bad team that's trying to get better, getting better does not necessarily have to translate directly to wins. Sometimes you got to look at the numbers within the game. This is why I've butted heads with colleagues in the past who have said, well, you don't have to watch the games to be able to talk about sports. And to me, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Unless you are only talking about the human interest and the drama of sports, which for some hosts, that's what they want to do. And I get it. Different strokes for different folks. But for me, I'm a sports fan. I like talking about the X's and the O's. I like talking about the athletes and the performances and the statistics and the numbers. There is interest in that to me. Absolutely. Self-admitted and shameless. To me, I like talking about the sport. For some people, the point guard and the head coach having a heated conversation on the sideline is the most compelling part of the game. It is a part of the game. But to me, I also want to talk about what that point guard was doing. Was he attacking the defense? Was he fading back off? Was Jimmy Butler not taking enough field goals? Is Nikola Jokic not getting enough help from his teammates? Like, there's numbers in the game that matter to me. They can tell you more about what is happening to a team than abstract speculation about what is happening. We can all sit here and say, well, I think Paul Mineri's lost the locker room. But to me, I want to track that in numbers. I want to be able to say, here's some empirical numbers. And even if they are not objectively proof, at least it's an argument in that direction. So I look at South Carolina, and I look at the fact that Paul Mineri has, I believe, the two worst losses of the millennium, both under his watch and within a one-week span. I like to look at the fact that the ERAs for pitchers have been steadily climbing. The batting average from 1-9 has been steadily declining. The numbers say that the team is not locked in. And again, for some people, wins and losses, the only number that matters. And I get it. I disagree with you, but I get it. To me, if you are a bad team, I want to see that you are bad, but you're getting better. And that's not always going to track in wins and losses directly. Sometimes it's going to track in individual performance numbers within the game itself. And if those are climbing, well, those have to climb for you to start translating to wins. Your performance numbers have to go up before your overall performance goes up, and your overall performance is what dictates wins and losses. The numbers for the Gamecocks have been declining. They've been going down. That, to me, says they're objectively getting worse. And if they're objectively getting worse as the season goes on, that tells me the locker room's not in it. The heart's not there, or the pride's not there, or whatever abstract concept you want to blame it on isn't there. And if that's not there, that is something that I genuinely believe reflects directly on the head coach. There are sometimes things that I think get blamed on the head coach that aren't the head coach's fault. If a guy goes off and pulls out a handgun in the nightclub and gets suspended from the team for 6 weeks and can't play, that's not on the head coach. I expect my player not to be an idiot. That's not something a head coach should be in charge of. But the performance of the players on the field, that is. So, yes, you got the win over number one LSU. And that is, listen, celebrate. At this point, you ain't had much else to celebrate. So celebrate. I'm good with that. Yeah, we got one over number one. It changes nothing about the overall season for this team. The best this team can do, if they sweep the best team in America, which is unlikely, but if they sweep the best team in America, you finish two games over 500. Realistically, you got your one, they take the next two, you finish at 500. The best you're going to do in this conference is 8-22. Realistically, 6-24. That's not good enough. And not just not good enough, it's not good enough, and that is exactly the type of performance that breeds apathy. And nothing will kill a program. Maybe not true at the professional level, because that's, you know, you got TV media rights deals that keep pumping money in. That's why guys like Eberflus can keep their job even when they have number one draft quarterbacks saying, I don't want to play there. I'd rather play in the friggin' UFL. Apathy at the college level will kill a program, because if people stop putting money in, you're cooked. So this changes nothing about what happened this year in South Carolina baseball. Rashad Beard comes back. The Panthers schedule dropped earlier this week. Their over-under win total is 6.5. I think they can get there with some help from the schedule. I'll ask Rashad Beard if he agrees next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Thursdays at 8:40 a.m., we are joined by Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast. But you will notice if you take a look at the calendar, it is not Thursday, it is Friday. Yesterday, Rashad had business to take care of. He took care of the business, and then he said, I got you, dog. And he showed up today to talk a little Carolina Panther football. What's up, fella?
What's going on, man? Again, my apologies to the audience for yesterday, for those that were expecting me. But we're here, though. We're here.
We got it.
What do you mean for those who are expecting? It's appointment radio. Can't wait for every Thursday at that time.
Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, which you can find on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, find him on YouTube. Make sure you are subscribed. Get your alerts turned on because the boys go live all the time. Fella, let's just dive right in. Schedule is out. Win total for the Panthers set at 6.5. I had a bet on the over 6.5 before the schedule dropped. I feel pretty good about it after it dropped. Don't love having two games on the road to start the season. I believe third season in a row that week one is on the road. And you got to go down to Jacksonville, a team that I said yesterday, very similar to Carolina, new head coach, quarterback trying to prove himself, biggest weapon in the game in Travis Hunter, or at least, excuse me, biggest weapon in the draft in Travis Hunter coming out. That's a heck of a start. You got a divisional game in round three, but you do not play another divisional game until week 10. Rashad Beard, I looked at the schedule and I thought there's 7 wins in there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we did our schedule prediction, Dave and I, and you know, around this time you get a little happy. And so we got excited and I saw, you know, just off of first glance, I saw about 10 wins. And again, kind of optimistic, I think. You know, I'm sipping the Kool-Aid.
Kind of.
Probably a little optimistic, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. But 6 wins, I think, is 6.5 is more than attainable. I see it. So I'm with it. I'm with it.
We broke this thing down. And, again, you start with Jacksonville, then you're at Arizona. My takeaway was offenses usually – take a week or two to kind of hit their stride, full speed, full competition, etc. And you're up against two teams that both feel like they're trending upwards, but are also probably both a year or two behind where Carolina is. These two games say two things to me. Number one, go out there and establish that on that list of upward trajectory teams, you're at the top of it. And number two, real good spot for the defense to show that we are healthy, we are improved, and we are back. These two games are tone setters. I've already said, if the team goes 2-0 through the opening two, I think they win the division. I mean that right out of the gate. If they go 1-1, going to defend on the performance. If they go 0-2, you and I are going to have a real weird conversation on that week 3 Thursday.
Yeah, starting 0-2 is not ideal because I don't want to jump too far ahead because I see we're kind of walking through it. But with the way the middle of that schedule looks, I don't think you can afford to start 0-2 at all, especially when you got Atlanta. That's the first home game. That's a tough matchup. I think we have beaten Atlanta the last couple of years at home. But I definitely think this needs to – actually, we didn't. They beat us last year on at home. We beat them on the road.
Right.
But I do think that it's important. You got Jacksonville, Cardinals. I think there's two winnable games, dogfights probably, but they're winnable games. You can't be 0-2 going into that Atlanta game. Atlanta's tough, but I think we can win that game as well. But, you know, you want to start strong because the Patriots week 4 and then Miami, it gets progressively tougher. So you got to start strong for sure.
Let's take a look down the schedule. You got, as we mentioned, the week 3 game, first divisional game. And on top of that, I think at that point, because Atlanta opens up, and I'm trying to get this done off the top of my head, Atlanta opens with a divisional game in Tampa and then the Vikings. There is a very good chance that the Atlanta Falcons come into that game 0-2. There's a good chance Carolina could be 1-1, possibly 2-0. Not just do you have a chance to grow something, but Atlanta's the odds-on favorite in Vegas to win this division. You got a chance to put that team as far down as a 3-game deficit before we even get to the point where the offenses are supposed to be at their best. Again, to me, I'm not saying this is where the season is dictated because it may get the Panthers may get better as the season goes on, but I do think you better come out guns blazing in weeks 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, very, very important. And I think we have to start where we left off last season, right? We ended strong. We got to start strong now. You can't afford to get off to a slow start. We've seen a lot of slow starts over the past couple of years. Hopefully that changes with Canales. Yeah, you can't get in the hole, especially when you got Buffalo, Green Bay, and those guys coming up. That is a tough stretch. You got to start strong. And I think I had us, when we did the schedule walkthrough, I had us riddling off about 4 or 5 losses kind of in a row because of that schedule. It's tough in the middle. So We got to get it. We got to get it going, and cannot afford to get off to a slow start for sure.
After that Falcons game, you're at New England. Then you've got Miami. I don't want to overlook either one of these two teams, because Drake May was perhaps, I know everybody wants to say Bo Nix and sure, but he had Sean Payton. He had some weapons. Drake May didn't have a damn thing in New England last year and still had a very impressive rookie year. I wouldn't overlook them with Mike Vrabel. I don't honestly know what to make of the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel was like, he was the hottest thing in head coaching 2 years ago. Last year, that team kind of hit the ledge. Now they got the issue with Tyreek Hill, whether he's going to end up being a Dolphin or not. That little two-game stretch right there at the Patriots back home for Miami before you go Cowboys, Jets, Bills, Packers, Saints – That's a potential letdown spot a little bit, I think, for Carolina, and that's a spot I would issue some caution about.
Yeah, a little bit of a trap. Yeah, you know, like you said, Vrabel and the Patriots, I think those are that could be a tough matchup, could be a little bit of a trap game, especially if we do start strong, like we mentioned, hope we do earlier, you know, with Jacksonville and the Cardinals. If we start strong, you could get a little bit of a letdown going to the Patriots. Hopefully that doesn't occur. Miami, I'm with you, a little bit of an enigma. We don't know what we're going to get out of Miami. We know what they're capable of, but a lot of turmoil going on down in Miami. So I don't know what we're going to get out of that. So, we can't afford to start slow. You got to win. If I'm looking at these five games, at worst, I see us 3-2. You know what I mean? So I definitely think we got to get it going and two winnable games. The first five games are all winnable, strong matchups for sure.
Don't disagree. Then we get to the meat and potatoes. The first two, three games, I think, dictate if you are in or out of the race for the NFC South. These next five games, home against Dallas, at New York, home against Buffalo, at Green Bay, home against New Orleans. Those five games, to me, Rashad Beard, dictate the season. If you go 4-1, 3-2, I think you feel pretty good about where you're at. That's a strong list of five teams, with the exception of the Saints at the end, who are going to be ass. We'll talk about that more during the offseason. Outside of that, the Bills are good. The Jets with Justin Fields, we got no idea. A lot of people are riding high on that team with a quarterback who they believe can be a guy. The Cowboys, they add Pickens. Like, that's an interesting pickup. The Packers, tough game already at Lambeau. A lot of folks think they're up. If this team can go 3-2, 4-1 through that stretch, I think you feel real good about the season. If you go 2-3, 1-4, 0-5 through that stretch, that's when I think we are we where we thought we were.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch, man. Dallas is always tough. I think they beat us at home like the past three games. It's unfortunate, but they're going to be tough. Even with the new coach, I still anticipate them being a little difficult of a matchup. The Jets, again, like, I'm with you. Don't know what we're going to get with the Jets. Justin Fields going up there. Still a winnable game, but I think they can be tough. Then you got the Bills. I don't know if we have an answer for Josh Allen and company. Hopefully we do. If we can make it competitive, hopefully we catch them slipping. It is a home game, so, you know, I think maybe we can do some damage there. Then you got Green Bay, and going up there, it's always been tough for us. Even though it's early November, still not terribly cold, but Green Bay is tough. That's a tough team. So this is the part of the schedule where you're like, man, you're really going to find out, like you said, what this team is all about. And if we can walk away with a couple of victories here, and I'm okay with losing a couple. I'm okay with losing to the Bills. I'm okay with losing to the Packers. I'm not okay losing to the Saints. Okay, I'm not okay with that, especially in the state that they're in. We've got to get that dub. We got to get that dub. That's the one that I need to happen, right? So, and I'm pretty sure you would agree that that's one of the easiest games on the schedule.
I hope you enjoyed that little chuckle there, Rashad Beard. I hope you're feeling good about yourself, because you're kicking a man while he's down, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I feel great. I feel great about it, man. I feel really, really good. So, all jokes aside, I think the Saints are kind of – they got some struggles. Maybe you know, the quarterback you all just drafted is going to be solid, and maybe you guys surprise some people, but I do anticipate being able to beat the Saints. That's a tough stretch for sure, tough stretch.
Spencer Rattler still on that roster. Look out, future Hall of Famer, baby. Look out. Rat Daddy time.
Told you about those used cars, though.
Telling the world, Rat Daddy time. You did. I mean, listen, I need to make it clear to you and everybody that's checking in from the Panther Nation Army. the Derek Carr as a Hall of Famer thing was a joke. I assumed that that came across the microphone, but I guess not.
No, it didn't. We all thought that you really meant that.
Yep, I still do.
I think you just backtrack and go, that was a joke.
You got that Saints game. You follow it up on the road at Atlanta, and then I think one game everybody's got to kind of got circled in red, Rashad Beard. Monday Night Football at the 49ers. Matchup, if he's healthy, with former running back Christian McCaffrey in that spot. Look, this game is interesting to me because at that point of the season, after that stretch with those five we talked about, plus on the road at Atlanta, if Carolina's got vibes coming out of that, dude, I don't think with the loss of Debo, I don't think the 49ers are good this year. Like, I think that's a team that's going to take a tank down. I am not a Brock Purdy believer. I know they still got weapons in Kittle, whatever. I'm not a Brock Purdy guy. I think that team's taken. I think that's a winnable Monday Night Football game, to be honest.
Yeah, I think the 49ers are on a little bit of a downswing here. But I like that shot you took at CMC, though, if he's healthy. That's something I would have did. That was good. That was a good one.
Certified hater mode.
A certified hater mode for sure. That's something I would have did. But, you know, I don't wish injuries upon anybody for sure. But, you know, got to watch his health. You know, he's been banged up. But anyway, yeah, that's a great game for us. Going out to the West Coast, you know, Bryce Young's going back home to Cali. And I think that is it could be his time to shine. I think it's certainly a winnable game. I'm with you. I don't think the 49ers are what they used to be. You know what I mean? So I think they're on the downswing. And I think it's certainly a winnable game now. It's a little bit of that West Coast trip is going to be tough. You know what I mean? Because you got the Rams right after that. So we're going to have to – that's a tough stretch. If you include the Falcons game and the 49ers game and that Rams game, that's another tough set of matchups. So I'm excited for it. Certainly winnable, though.
First primetime game for Carolina in the last couple of seasons, and one that obviously everybody's going to be paying attention to. You mentioned the Rams coming to the crib the week after that to round out November, and then a four-game stretch to end it that includes three divisional games, the Bucs twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. You're at New Orleans on the 14th, back home on the 21st against Tampa, home for Seattle, on the road at Tampa Bay. And listen, by that point, we'll know if that division's in contention or not. We'll know if you're in a spot or not. A lot of people think Tampa Bay is the favorite to win the division. Vegas thinks Atlanta's the favorite to win the division right now. I just got a feeling it's a three-horse race coming down to the finish line for who wins this division, and that makes two games in 3 weeks against Tampa that much more important. At that point, it's just going to be a matter of, can you gut it out? If you are in the mix, can you dig down deep and find that finish?
Yeah, that is a great point. It's almost like the NFL is trying to set something up here, it's going to be tough. You know, we're coming off that bye week. It's a late bye, so we're probably going to be a little banged up trying to get healthy. And I think it's a good time, especially if, you know, typically you don't like to see late byes. But if we're really in the thick of things, I think it's the perfect time to kind of set yourself back up, hit the reset button, and kind of close strong with those four final games. Having Tampa Bay twice in 3 weeks is tough. That's going to be very, very tough. That Bucs team is going to be good. I would like to have caught the Bucs a little earlier in the season, kind of catch them slipping a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be tough. That's going to be two tough games. And not to mention Seattle sandwich in between those. Seattle's a tough matchup too. So this is going to be tough. We're going to find out, like you said, we're going to know what we are by then, right? By the end of the season, we're going to know whether we're contenders or not. And it's going to be a barn burner. I think we can certainly compete with Tampa. We played them tough. We usually play them tough. And I'm excited. I like the NFL kind of the way it scheduled it. And it's almost like they're trying to tell us that we're capable of doing this thing and potentially fighting for the division.
Tied for fifth easiest schedule in the NFL is determined by.
That's just because the Saints are up there twice. That's all.
Bro, why you got to be this way? You know, I try to get my guy in here. Talk some Panthers, give my man a little bit of a platform. Not that his platform's not bigger, but give the man some platform. And all he's got to do is come in here and kick me in the nads about my football team. What are we doing?
I'm just the truth.
No, I know. It doesn't make it less. All right, whatever. No, knock it off. Nobody asked you. Here's the thing about Tampa, and this is why that week three game against Atlanta feels that much more important to me. you've got a Tampa Bay Buccaneer team that lost its offensive coordinator, has lost some talent, drafted well enough, I think, has obviously the same wide receiver core, but another year of tread off the tires there. I don't think Tampa is the team Tampa's been the last couple of years, which means to me the two most important games on the schedule, and they both fall in interesting spots, are those two games against Atlanta. To me, a sweep against Atlanta would give you a big leg up. You have to split with Atlanta, because if you do not, yeah, I think when you get to these two games against Tampa, you're just going to be scoreboard watching the Falcons at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Splitting with Atlanta is critical. That's why that week three game is so important. It's almost like a must win if you look at the entire season totality. That week three game is critical. And it's important that we split with them. They're going to be looking for a little bit of revenge. So, I completely agree with that. Tampa, I still think Tampa's going to be tough. Tampa's very solid. So, again, I like it. Schedule's pretty good. I'm cool with it. Hopefully we close strong.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, ordinarily joins us on Thursday at 8:40, made the exception and came on board today. Brother, appreciate you coming by as always. And holler at me next year when Spencer Rattler's in the Pro Bowl.
Okay,
thanks.
Well, appreciate now we're it. Never going to hear from him. Why would you do
exactly
that?
I'll never be back on the show, man.
Rashad Beard, check him out on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure you are subscribed to the Panther Nation podcast on YouTube. Big dog, appreciate you, fella.
All right, sounds good, man. Appreciate you
guys. Talk to you next week. Rashad Beard swinging by, talking a little Carolina Panther football with us here on the show to Carl, who said, and I quote, "This guy's annoying."
He was talking about me. It was,
hey, man.
I had just spoken up and I was annoyed. You are just amazing. He was talking about me.
I know what he meant. And I'm just saying, Rashad's been willing to pull up on this show for about 3 years running now. So we must be doing something right. I know what's going to be done right. This sports flash.
I don't like that kind of pressure. Aiden Konak, Joe Allen, and Lucas Amalstadt combined for a no-hitter as Clemson knocked off Pittsburgh in game number one off a three-game series, 6-1. Cam Cannarella extended his hit streak to 13 games, and Jacob Jarrell and Jaron Purifoy had home runs in the game. The Gamecocks baseball team upset the number one team in the country last night, knocking off LSU 6-5. The win guarantees South Carolina to finish at least 500 with two more to play against LSU. So they have that going for them. It's back to 500, speaking of 500, for the Atlanta Braves after a 5-2 win over the Nationals in game four of that series. The Braves had 9 hits and 5 different players recorded at least one RBI. Atlanta went 4-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Next up is a 3-game set at Fenway against the Red Sox. Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show is next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.